Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, July the 19th, 2021. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Can you believe we're more than half through the month of July, heading into the month of August in about 11 days? I've got a lot to talk about here this morning and want to start off by letting everybody know that there's going to be a free vaccination clinic on July 24th from 3 to 7:30 p.m. at the Prospect Ohio July Festival held at Prospect Park. Prospect Family Medicine is offering the Moderna shot. If you have any questions, call 740-361-0781. That's 740-361-0781. But Prospect Family Medicine is offering the Moderna shot, COVID-19 vaccination, at the Prospect July Festival held at the Prospect Park, which will be going on this weekend. Now, I believe this is in place of the July 4th Festival that normally happens in Prospect. So this coming weekend will be for this year, I think it's only this year only. They're calling it the July Festival, and I'm not sure if they're having fireworks or not. I think they are on Saturday because they did not do it over July 4th, but that's coming up this weekend. And I believe our own Nate Redman will have a table for WWGH Radio set up over in Prospect at this festival. So if you go over to Prospect this coming weekend, you'll see Nate. Stop and say hello. I believe he's going to be giving away some tickets. It'll be a lot of fun, and we thank him for doing that. Now, a few things I want to talk about here, and we've got a lot of giveaways to do here this morning, because we kind of got hung up on Friday. We were giving away three prizes on Friday morning, and we got through the first two okay, and we were in the middle of the third prize giveaway, and Mary Ellen Withrow stopped by unexpectedly, but it was great to have Mary Ellen stop by, and I want to talk about that in just a second, but we didn't get to finish with our third prize giveaway. Now, I still have David, Trish, and Scott all entered in that giveaway, but we're going to add more to that as this hour progresses, and then we'll do the drawing that should have happened on Friday. Also, on the Friday night show with Angie, we gave away six pairs of tickets to Scott, Janet, Lee, Brenda, Tammy, and Pat. Now, their tickets are all here, and they can pick those up today from 4 to 5 p.m. if they like. But Zumbezi Bay went to Scott and Janet. The Columbus Zoo went to Lee and Brenda. And the Wilds went to Tammy and Pat. And they can pick those up today from 4 to 5. They are here at the station for pickup. And we're going to add some more to that as the morning goes along. Now, let's see here. Oh, Mary Ellen Withrow dropped by on Friday. Now, the reason she had dropped by, I don't know if people know the backstory to this, but Mary Ellen came to my July 4th cookout, and she had talked about these famous gumdrop bars that she used to make when she was campaigning. She passed out the recipe, and it was something she made, and her kids all knew it. And they sounded really good, and I asked Mary Ellen if she still made them, and she said she hadn't made them for a long time. So we kind of left it at that, and then on Thursday, I got an email from Mary Ellen saying she had made some of these gumdrop bars, and that I could come out and pick them up. And I just got busy Thursday and totally forgot about doing it until like 8 o'clock at night, and I didn't want to go to Mary Ellen's house at 8 because, you know, people go to bed early after dinner So I thought I would go over on Friday and pick those up. And lo and behold, here on Friday morning at about 10 o'clock, Mary Ellen showed up with the gumdrop bars, which I did not get a chance to taste on Friday, but I did taste them Friday night after the Friday night show. And boy, were these delicious, delicious bars. Has anybody ever had gumdrop bars? Give me a buzz if you have. They're interesting. They're not what you think they would be. They have nuts on top. Now, I think it's a pecan on top. That's what the nut, I think, and is a pecan a nut? I think it is. But it seems like it was pecans on top. And there are actual gumdrops in the bars. Now, the cake to me tasted kind of lemony. But I don't know. I'd have to look at the recipe again, and I don't have the recipe in front of me. Does anybody know anything about the gumdrop bars? Have you ever made gumdrop bars at home? And does anybody know that? That's an interesting question. I never thought about that until just now, because I do think there were pecans on top, but I can't... Is a pecan a nut? You know, I know a pistachio is a nut, and I see a lot of people buying pistachios recently. And I know that, there are a lot of nuts that don't have nut in the title. Well, a matter of fact, there are a lot of people who don't have nut in the title of their name. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not nuts. What a way to start Monday morning here. But is a pecan a nut? Does anybody know that? Is it pecan or do you, and here we are back on language, pecan or pecan? Is it pecan or pecan? I would say pecan, but who knows? There is an A in it. But those were on top of the gumdrop bars, and they were very good. Regardless of what they were made of, they were very good, and I thank Mary Ellen for delivering those on Friday. I certainly did enjoy those. Now, had a very big weekend this past weekend with Angie. This was one of those trips that was not planned, and it just came about out of the blue. Now, as many of you know who've been listening to this program, Angie and I have been down to the North Market in Columbus, Ohio, many, many times in the last year, and it's a really neat place to go down, and there's a lot of fresh meat and fish and... what else is there? There is vegetables and baked goods and all kinds of things. Well, up in Cleveland, there's the West Side Market. And the West Side Market is very similar to the North Market in Columbus. Except the market up in Cleveland is much bigger. So Angie, I think, had said she'd been at the West Side Market many years ago. But she had not been back since. So I thought, well, let's go up to the West Side Market. That would be a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell you a little side story about this in a second. So we planned to go up to Cleveland, but, you know, you can't spend all day at the West Side Market. So just so happens, I have been very interested. I'm interested in the history of broadcasting, especially here in Ohio. And I don't know how many of you remember her. She's been gone for a long time now, but there was a lady named Dorothy Fulltime who was in the Cleveland area. She worked at WEWS Television. And Dorothy was a big deal, and she was around a lot later than people like Ruth Lyons or Easter Straker or people like that, Sally Flowers here in Ohio. You know, they all tended to retire back in the 60s and 70s. Dorothy was still on the air into the 80s. And Dorothy was older than all of them. Dorothy did not retire. A stroke retired her. She didn't retire on her own. She was still on the air when she was 93 years old in the early 1980s. But she was a big deal in Ohio, probably bigger than anybody else, because she was invited on national shows. She worked out of WEWS in Columbus, or Cleveland. But Johnny Carson had her on many, many times. Jack Parr had her on his show nationally. Larry King had her on nationally. Phil Donahue had her on nationally. Good Morning America with David Hartman used to have her on. Nightline with Ted Koppel had her on. She was on a ton of national shows. So, in essence, she became kind of a national journalist because of her appearances in a lot of different places. Even though she always worked for WEWS in Cleveland. And one of the reasons she was an interesting woman is because, obviously, before women were working in the broadcast field, she interviewed people like Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini and Helen Keller and Albert Einstein. And then she interviewed all the way up until the early 80s people like Dennis Kucinich and Bob Hope and Phyllis Diller. And she just was a nationally known journalist. She was the first woman to ever be on a news show in the country, period. Matter of fact, and I'll get into this in a second, she was just... I'll tell you how historic she is, and I don't know how many of these there are around Ohio, especially for people who lived in the 20th century. Dorothy was born in the late 1800s and died in I believe, 1989. I think she was 96. But there's an historical marker in Cleveland that just is Dorothy full-time. It just marks where she worked at WEWS. The historical marker has nothing to do with the station except the fact that Dorothy worked there. So you don't get an historical marker for just anybody. And usually they're for people who fought in wars or generals or presidents. Those are people who get the historical markers. Well, Dorothy Fulltime has an historical marker up in Cleveland, right in front of WEWS. So, based on all this, and I've been collecting research on her for a lot of years, I thought, well, let's go up to Cleveland and see what we can find in regard to Dorothy Fulltime, since we're going up to the West Side Market. And we ended up going down to WEWS on Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, and there is the historical marker dedicated to her right out in front of the station. And a matter of fact, there's a painted portrait of her still in the lobby of the station. Now, we weren't allowed to go into the lobby of the station because of COVID restrictions and Saturday the station not being open, but a very nice newsman who worked for WEWS in the news department came out and took our camera in and took a picture of the picture for us of Dorothy that's in the lobby. So we do have a picture of that. So we were at WEWS getting information there. Then we went over to the Cleveland Public Library, which I had not ever been at in my life. And they have a whole picture section. I think 90 pictures that were taken of Dorothy over the years. Now, obviously, I did not copy all 90, but I copied probably about 20 to 25 of them. And she's interviewing Sam Shepard, and she's interviewing... oh, gosh, who else was she talking to? Bob Hope, and there's a picture of her on the Jack Parr show, and she's interviewing Dr. Spock. Remember Dr. Spock? So just a lot of interesting stuff in regard to Dorothy there at the Cleveland Public Library, so got some pictures of her there. And the Cleveland Public Library is an interesting place because it's connected by a tunnel. There's a part of the library which basically is like an art museum. And then the other part of the library is the library where you do the research. And we happen to go in the art museum side, which obviously is not where the photo collection was. So we asked a gentleman, how do we get to where the photo collection is? And what you have to do is go to the basement, and the two buildings are connected underground in this tunnel, and you go through this tunnel, and then you come up the other side, and you're in the library part. So that was fun, just kind of exploring the Cleveland Public Library, and we did go into some of the art rooms, and it's a fantastically built buildings, you know, it's gargoyle, and concrete and all kinds of great stuff. So it was fun to go to the library and check that stuff out. Then we were leaving the library, and we had to park probably about a mile away, but there is a fountain in downtown Cleveland that I had never noticed before. It's close to the lake. It's right behind the public library. And it's a huge square. I think it's called Independence Square. I think it's called something like that. But they have this huge fountain in the center of it that it just blows, because the wind was blowing on Saturday. It was kind of a gloomy day. And this fountain is so big that if you're standing 20 to 30 feet away from it, if the wind is blowing, you'll get wet. It's that big of a fountain. So that's a nice thing to have in downtown Cleveland. And I think the cornerstone on it said 1991 was when this thing was built. So that's very nice to have that downtown. And there were a lot of people out there, even on this gloomy, wet day. And I kept thinking, I wonder how many people would be out here at this fountain if the weather was nice. So we did that, and then the trip ended up, we went over to a little suburb of Cleveland called Beechwood. Now, the reason we went over to Beechwood, this is where Dorothy is buried. Now, for most of you, you know that I'm fascinated with epitaphs. I think that everybody who's buried should have an epitaph, something written on their tombstone, other than just their name and when they were born and when they died. So it's interesting because we went over to Beechwood, to the cemetery that Dorothy is buried in, to pay our respects. So we go over, and her tombstone is right up in the front of the cemetery as soon as you walk in the main doors. And Dorothy Fulltime has an epitaph. And you know what? I'm going to have to pull it up here, because I don't have the picture in front of me to tell. I kind of remember what her epitaph says, but not off the top of my head here. So let me get her epitaph pulled up here. Let me see if I can find the picture. Okay, here's Dorothy Fulltime's epitaph. In much wisdom, there is much sorrow. That's her epitaph, written on her tombstone. In much wisdom, there is much sorrow. That's on Dorothy's grave. So, you know, there's that as well. That epitaphs don't always have to be funny or things of that nature. And I'm not even sure where that comes from. I don't know if that's a famous quote or what it is. But in much wisdom, there is much sorrow. I don't know, that's really something to think about, to put on your tombstone. So we went over and saw Dorothy's tombstone in Beechwood. And that's pretty much, I think, the trip. That ate up most of the day. Now, on the way back, we swung through Ontario and ate at Fazoli's, which many of you know, I love Fazoli's. I had one of their meatball subs, and of course their unlimited breadsticks, which are just delicious. And that was pretty much the day. So it was a lot of fun on Saturday. But if anybody ever has any information on Dorothy Fulltime, I know she came into this area somewhat. WEWS Television, I think, was on as far as Mansfield. I don't know if it came into Marion, but I know she came to Marion quite a bit, being an Ohio resident, and I also know that she was in the newspapers, and a lot of people knew her because she was on the national television quite a bit. So if anybody has any pictures or anything in regard to Dorothy Fulltime, let me know. And if you could make a copy for me, I would love it, because I'm putting together a little bit of a history on Dorothy Fulltime, because I don't want her to be forgotten, because she was a very, very, very big deal. And her name is spelled like, people think Fulltime is Fulltime. It's Fulltime, Fuldheim. Fuldheim. So that's how you spell it, Dorothy Fulltime. And I've put together, like I say, quite a bit of pictures and newspaper articles and video, because Dorothy was on television into the 80s, so there is a lot of video on her around. So that's a lot of fun. Now, The West Side Market. Here's when I was, as many of you remember, last Monday I had Dennis Kucinich on the show. Well, Dennis Kucinich is running for mayor of Cleveland again. So, while I was going to be up in Cleveland, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting on the drive up if I could sit down and maybe interview Dennis Kucinich in person for about 20 minutes? So I emailed Dennis's campaign manager, and he said, well, you know, it's raining today, so we're not doing a lot of outside events, but give me your phone number, and if we end up doing something, I'll let you know where we are, and you can come over and interview Dennis Kucinich for a few minutes. Well, the first place we went when we got to Cleveland was the West Side Market. Now, unbeknownst to us, early that morning, early Saturday morning, there had been a power outage at the West Side Market, which was a big problem because they cook food, so a lot of people closed up and left. So when we got there, there were a lot of cameras there, like television station cameras, and we could not figure out why they were there. We learned later on in the evening it was because there had been this big power outage that morning. Well, anyway, I'm walking, and it was just busy as could be. So I'm walking down the center of the West Side Market, totally by chance, and I'm just kind of looking at the things that are all around, the baked goods, the meat, all the stuff they had there, and I hear this voice from across the aisle, but you can't just reach out because people are wall to wall. So I hear this voice, and I look over, and I see the back of a black suit, and it's Dennis Kucinich. But he takes off so fast, he had just purchased something at one of the booths there, he takes off so fast, and I can't move without knocking people over, because there are people all around you. It was just, and I don't know where he went. I tried to follow him. I don't know if he went out and got in a car, or if he went to the other side of the market. I don't know what happened. But I wasn't totally sure it was him until I got home Saturday night and saw that on his Twitter he had been at the West Side Market. So that's an interesting story. Almost ran into Dennis Kucinich at the West Side Market. Okay, we talked about that. Last night, I was out at Steak and Shake. They had the big relaunch of Steak and Shake under local ownership, and they had a great band perform, Safe Kept. I was out there last night. They had bounce houses and free milkshakes, and it was a back-to-school drive, and Buckeye Guy, the big super fan for Ohio State, came in for that event, and I did a little bit of an interview with him, and we'll get those up on Facebook and YouTube so people can listen to those. But it was fun being out with Buckeye Guy last night. I had not seen him in probably close to 2 years because of the pandemic, and we just had a great time. Now, one of the reasons I'm telling you this is because we did a drawing last night for a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or we took up things for a drawing. Let's put it that way. We took up names for a drawing. So I have a Steak and Shake cup here full of names for a drawing for a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. Now here's what's going to happen. In the next hour, because we're already running short this hour, we're down to 20 minutes in this hour. Next hour, I'm going to draw a winner out of this cup. And we're going to call them and let them know that they have won the Zumbezi Bay ticket. So don't let me forget to do that. Now, before we get to the trivia this hour, one more thing I want to mention. This morning I was coming in the door here at the station, and one of our very, very devoted listeners, one of my favorite couples, dropped off a bag, really, of Marion goodies here that I have not had a chance to look at yet. But you hear me messing around with it here. But it's all kinds of newspaper clippings about local Marion here and Marion history. So this will be a great, great asset as far as trivia questions and things of that nature that we do here on the air. And some of these articles here go back to 1997, I see. So all kinds of interesting stuff, photocopies, old newspapers. I love old newspapers, especially when they have to do with broadcasting or significance. There are some books in here. There's an Ohio, looks like, bicentennial book in here. I'll have to look through. Just great newspaper articles and things of that nature that certainly I can come up with some great trivia questions for. So I thank them for donating this to the station, and I will definitely go through that as the day progresses. So I appreciate that. I know they're out there listening, and I thank them for that. Anybody who ever wants to do that, feel free. I love Marion history, things of that nature, things that pertain to the broadcast history of Marion, but also Marion in general. It's all fascinating. You know, we have President Harding and Mary Ellen Withrow and Norman Thomas and all the great people from Marion. And then, of course, all the great broadcasters, Madge Cooper, Charlie Evers, Joe Ione. Anything in regard to that is always a lot of fun. Matter of fact, here's a thing for you. Years ago, now I know there's a photocopy of this up, or a microfilm copy up at the library, but the microfilm copy really does not do it justice because the pictures are not very good. Does anybody remember the old News Life magazine? Well, years ago, and I think this must have been the late 70s or early 80s, there was a News Life magazine. And on the cover of the News Life magazine, there was a cover of Madge Cooper. And I think it called her Marion's Favorite Lady. And it had a bunch of pictures of her in it. I would like to get the actual copy of that News Life magazine. If anybody has that News Life magazine with Madge Cooper, or Madge Guthrie, she might have been called at that time, on the cover, I would love to get a copy of that. Or if anybody has any audio tapes of Madge or Charlie on the air, I would love to listen to those. Reel-to-reels, cassette tapes, whatever they may be. Or Bob Mason, the man who started radio in Marion. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I was watching TV yesterday afternoon. I don't know, I'm thinking around 5 o'clock. And I never had any of that moonshine that Charlie drank there on the show one holiday or nothing like that. But I'm positive it was a thing about TV personality and stuff and radio stations. And they had their call letters and everything on it. And it went on about TV and radio. But I swear up and down, when I was surfing through the channels there, we'd have just an antenna, and wife was watching Cowboys, and I surfed it up there because she already seen Audie Murphy, that particular show. And I swear up and down, I saw, not the call letters, but I saw 107.1 on that thing. Do you know anything about maybe your station would have been on Channel 4? Yesterday afternoon, any other listeners that could have maybe caught that?
Well, you know, it's a possibility. We have a good relationship with the people at Channel 4, so it's definitely a possibility.
Well, maybe Adam, he's down around that area and stuff like that. But I'm sure it said 107.1, and I said, daggone it, I wonder if this is an introduction. It was like maybe around 5-ish or at Sunday afternoon, and I said, daggone it, I like to watch that. So I kept surfing back and forth trying to catch that. But they also had radio station stuff. But I think he was on TV, 107.1. If anybody else seen it, I'd really like to know. Bye.
Oh, hey, appreciate it. Thank you. Well, yeah, it could be. I would say, of all the television stations in Columbus, we probably have the best relationship with Channel 4. I know a lot of those people at Channel 4 pretty well. Colleen Marshall and Ben Gelber have been very friendly over the years. So, yeah, it could be. I wouldn't doubt it. I had a good relationship with Mindy Dreyer. She came up here and covered the Mr. McFeely event years ago. So, yeah, it's definitely a possibility. But I don't know. And do you remember the old Orbit cookbooks? I have one of the old Orbit cookbooks. I believe there were only two. But I have one of them. And I would love to get a copy of the other. So the News Life with Madge Cooper on the cover, I would love to get a copy of that still intact. which would have been from the 70s or 80s. And it's just, she's on the cover. It says something about Marion's favorite lady. And then there's a whole story about her in there. And, well, a matter of fact, to be honest with you, anything that deals with Madge or Charlie or Bob Mason, the founder here in Marion of radio, any audio tapes, any cassette tape, whatever it is, because Madge ended up being in radio at WMRN, as well as Charlie, into the early 90s. You know, they did not leave for quite a long time, which was good for us. So, you know, if there are cassette tapes, anything that exists, I would like to have, because I really am trying to preserve the broadcast history of Marion, and thanks to people like Jeannie Evers, who gave me a lot of information that Charlie had a lot of pictures, a lot of, really, I'm trying to think of how I would refer to, really, the broadcast financial history of Marion, all this great stuff. It's great putting it together. And I do have some audio stuff from the early days, but anybody who has any audio stuff, I'm able to transfer all formats. I have reel to reel. I have records. I have cassette tapes, CDs. I can play any of that. So if you have anything, and I know Madge, when she was doing her, what was it called? She did a show in the 80s and 90s. The way we were. She interviewed, it was basically interviewing a lot of local people. So if anybody has copies of those shows, I would love to have copies of those. Same thing with Charlie when he was doing Buckeye Chuck and all those things. I would love to have copies of those from the mid-90s backwards. And doing things like the Peanut Push. And just being on the air would be fun to listen to. So give me a buzz or bring them here to the station if you would like to make a copy. Does anybody have anything like that? It'd be interesting to know. Did anybody keep stuff like that? I know a lot of people did. They would tape the radio. Back in, when cassette tapes came out, people would tape the radio. And I also know a lot of people who were interviewed were given copies of a lot of these programs. I know Madge did a show on Crystal Lake at one point, and I think she interviewed one of the people who worked the roller coaster at Crystal Lake, something like that, years ago. I would love to get a copy of that show. That'd be fascinating to listen to. So, if anybody has any of these old periodicals or radio shows or pictures or anything of that nature, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Would love to have copies and pictures of things like that, because I've been compiling this history and I have a boxes of it now that I don't think anybody else has, because unfortunately the Marion Star did not cover radio to a big degree, and so there's not a lot of radio history in the Marion Star. And WMRN back in the 60s pretty well threw out all the pictures and broadcasts, and I don't know after that a whole lot of stuff was taped, so that's unfortunate as well. So I've been trying to collect it and piece it together as time has went on. So if anybody has any of it, let me know. 740-383-9944. But especially, I've been looking for that old News Life for years of Madge on the cover. I say late 70s, early 80s. And there's also a News Life with Nan Britton on the cover. Well, I don't know if she's, I think she's on the cover, but there's a story of her in there long before she was proven to be the daughter, her daughter to be the daughter of the president, Warren G. Harding. So I would also love to get a copy of that one. So if you have any of that, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, or just drop it off here at the station. Okay, all that being said, let's get back to our giveaways here. Okay, Trish, David, and Scott will all stay live in this particular giveaway. We're back to company slogans, but we'll add as many more people to this in the next 10 minutes as possible. Okay, here we go. What company is this a slogan for? For all you do... Oh, no, wait. I give you the... I'm doing this backwards. I give you the company, and you give me their slogan. Budweiser, what is the slogan or jingle for Budweiser? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan or jingle for Budweiser. Can anybody tell me what that is? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. David, Trish, and Scott already in this round. We're going to do a drawing here in about 8 minutes, and then we'll do this again next hour this morning because it's just a lot of fun to do. But what is the slogan or jingle for Budweiser beer? Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944, Budweiser beer. Does anybody know what the slogan or jingle is? And possibly you can get in on this competition with David, Trish, and Scott here this morning on WWGH Radio. Budweiser beer is what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
This bud's for you.
This bud is for you. Absolutely right. Well, Ted, I'll slip you in here.
Okay.
Thanks, Ted. All right, Ted is in. This bud is for you. That is exactly right. Okay, the next one here. Nair. N-A-I-R. What a product that is. Nair. Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for Nair? 740-383-9944. Nair, the big hair removal product. N-A-I-R. I wonder how Nair got its name. Well, that's a topic for another day. But we're looking for the slogan or jingle for Nair. We've got David, Trish, Scott, and Ted in the competition here this morning. But we want to know about Nair. N-A-I-R. What is the slogan or jingle for Nair? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the slogan or jingle for Nair is? Now remember, next hour we're going to be doing the drawing from Steak and Shake last night. All right, let's see if this person knows. Go ahead, caller. That is right. Now, did you know that right off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. Who could forget that ridiculous commercial?
Nair for sure. Now, is that for ladies shaving their legs?
I guess anywhere where you don't want hair.
Well, if you're wearing short shorts, I'm guessing that's what would show your legs.
I'm just going to leave that up to your imagination, Scott.
Do you know where the name Nair came from?
Well, I'm assuming the N would be like no, like, and then hair, like Nair, you know, kind of like clothes.
Oh, so
that's
Nair.
That's just a guess, too. That could be completely wrong.
Nair is a compound word, is what you're telling me.
Kind of. That's where I would go with it, but that could be wrong.
All right. So
I've been wrong before, Scott.
Well, certainly about fruitcakes. Who are we putting in the competition this morning?
Let's do Trish.
Trish again. All right. Well, we got Trish in. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have... okay. Well, we've got Nair. Okay, here's another one. Now, we have done this before... And this is just another slogan. Let's put it this way. McDonald's. McDonald's. Now, when we started this, there was another slogan for McDonald's. So there have been a lot of slogans for McDonald's over the years. This is a different slogan that McDonald's had during its run than the one we did when we started this whole competition. So Does anybody know the slogan or jingle for McDonald's? 740-383-9944. There are a lot of them for McDonald's. So if you get the one that I have written down in front of me today, you'll go in this competition with David and Trish and Scott and Ted. We're talking about McDonald's at this particular point, but it has to be the one that I have written down. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about McDonald's. Does anybody know a slogan for McDonald's? Probably the most famous restaurant on the face of the earth. If you call in and give a slogan or jingle that you remember, it's quite possible you might have the right answer. The slogan or jingle for McDonald's, 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what it might be here this morning? Again, we had a slogan or jingle for McDonald's last week. It's not that one, obviously, again, but it is another slogan or jingle. We're going to be doing a drawing here in about 3 minutes. We've got David, Trish, Scott, and Ted in on this one. Is somebody else going to make it in? 740-383-9944. Slogan or jingle for McDonald's. And at the top of next hour, we are going to do our drawing for our Steak and Shake winners for a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay. We will do that next hour. We'll call them on the phone here this morning. We've got their phone number. And tell them they've won the Zumbeezy Bay tickets. And this hour, you can win a pair of tickets to Zumbeezy Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. Same thing next hour, as we will continue this competition through the next hour. But does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for McDonald's? It's one of their most famous slogans or jingles of all time. I can't believe that somebody doesn't know this. McDonald's, one of the most famous, if not the most famous, restaurant in the world. The slogan or jingle for McDonald's. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The slogan and or jingle for McDonald's. Now, I also wonder, last week, somebody was supposed to call in with the Toys R Us jingle. That hasn't happened yet. Okay, go ahead, caller.
McDonald's is your kind of place.
That's a good one. Not the one I have written down, though. Okay. Not McDonald's is your kind of place, but that was a very popular jingle for McDonald's at one point. Looking for a slogan and or jingle for McDonald's restaurant. 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm loving it.
Not I'm loving it, but that's a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Not I'm loving it here this morning. Slogan and or jingle for McDonald's restaurant. Does anybody know what that would be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, they're pouring in now. Go ahead, caller.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
That's a good one. Not the one, though.
Not the one. Okay.
Not the one. That's a good one, but not the one we're looking for here. Slogan and or jingle for McDonald's restaurant. 740-383-9944. All right, are we going to get it here? Go ahead, caller.
Is it the two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun?
Not that one. That's a good one, though.
All right, thank you.
Not that one. Looking for the slogan and or jingle for McDonald's that I have written down here. Slogan and or jingle for McDonald's. It was one of their very popular ones. I don't know what era this would have been from, but I remember it. so it was in my era, slogan and or jingle for McDonald's, 740-383-9944. Going to do our drawing here momentarily for a pair of tickets. David, Trish, Scott, Ted in the drawing here for a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo. Now, don't be discouraged if you don't win this hour, because we're going to do this next hour. We'll probably start with McDonald's next hour, because we don't have an answer on that one. But keep calling. I haven't quite done the drawing yet here. So if you want a pair of tickets, does anybody know the slogan and or jingle for McDonald's, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. If you can call in this hour before I actually do this drawing, you can get in on the drawing. Slogan and or jingle for McDonald's that I have written down on this paper. Okay. Well, here we go. This, I guess, will be our last guess this particular hour. All right. Go ahead, caller. No, that's a good one, not it. That was a good one, but not it. All right, here we go. Our winner in the first hour, and remember, we're going to be doing this next hour, so if you don't win, call back next hour. Our winner this hour is, as we shuffle these up, our winner is David. David, you win, and you get a pair of tickets to the Wilds. So, David, you're in for the Wilds. Your tickets are here. You can pick them up between 4 and 5 today. We'll be coming back in about 10 minutes to draw our Steak and Shake winner and continue on to give prizes away this morning. Don't you dare go anywhere.
I'm not. I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And then for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.